Mr. Gimel, it's a kosher bracha gola, one who makes his sukkah on the top of a wagon, a bracha sfina, or on the top of a ship. Kasheira, it is valid because we are following the opinion of the Chachomim in the previous Mishnah, and not Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would not be valid because this is certainly not considered a permanent place of living. Now, the halacha is that a sukkah has to be strong enough to withstand regular winds which come. Now, if the sukkah is placed on top of a ship, there are typically much stronger winds. Nevertheless, even if it is not able to withstand very strong winds, as long as it is able to withstand regular winds which would be on the land, it is considered valid as long as it's standing, of course. Alright, and one is allowed to go up into the sukkah on Yom Tov, there is no reason why not to. This is in order to compare with the next part of the Mishnah, where one would not be able to go into the sukkah on Yom Tov, even though it is a valid sukkah. As we will see now, Bereshit Ilon, if one made a sukkah on the top of a tree, so there are a number of branches which are part of the tree which would serve as the floor of the sukkah, and he builds, let's say, four walls in the tree, puts on sechach, or gabi gomol, or if he makes a sukkah on top of a tree, on top of a camel, on its humps, kasheira, the sukkah would be valid, but in both of these cases, ein olin lo b'yom tov, one would be forbidden to go up into the sukkah on Yom Tov, because it is forbidden to climb a tree midrabbanon on Yom Tov or Shabbos, in case one comes to break off a branch, and it is similarly forbidden to ride an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov, in case one comes to break off a branch from a tree, in order to use it to hit the animal, to encourage it to go faster or something. So it is still considered to be a valid sukkah, so for example on Chol HaMoed, one would be able to use that sukkah, but not on Yom Tov itself. Now what happens if Shtayim Ba'ilon, two of the walls of the sukkah, were inside the tree, balancing on some branches in the tree, and one wall is made by a person starting from the ground. So one wall starts from the ground and goes up and meets the other walls within the tree. Or if there are two walls which start from the ground going upwards, and one which is on the tree. Kasheira, again, of course, the sukkah is valid, but for Ein Olin Lo Yom Tov, it is forbidden to go up into the sukkah on Yom Tov, since that's considered to be using the tree. It's known as Mishtamish Ba'ilon, using the tree which on Shabbos is forbidden midrabbanon. And the reason for this, as we will see at the end of this Mishnah, is that if you were to take the tree away, then the sukkah would not stand. So you are totally relying on the tree for the sake of your sukkah. And so it is forbidden to go there on Yom Tov. But Shalosh Bidei Adam, if there are three walls which are made by people from the ground, the Achas Ba'ilon, and only one wall is made inside the tree, Kesheo, it is valid for Olin Lo Yom Tov, and you can go up into that sukkah on Yom Tov, as long as you don't climb the tree, you bring a ladder or something, and you make a proper floor in the sukkah, which is not the branches itself. You attach a floor sort of halfway up the walls. So in that case, you can go up to it on Yom Tov. The reason being that Zeh HaKlol, this is the rule, Kol Shenital Ho'ilon, V'yechol Olam V'Atzma, any case where if you were to take away the tree, the sukkah would still be able to stand by itself, Kasheyo, it is valid V'Olin Ob Yom Tov, and you are allowed to go up to it on Yom Tov, and not only on Chol HaMoed. However, if it is relying on the tree, then you would only be able to use that sukkah on Chol HaMoed, because the sukkah itself is valid, it's just that midrabbanon, you cannot go up into the tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov.